You're listening to Dance Tips Daily. This is the podcast that provides a short and sweet daily routine to help you reach your dance dreams. I'm your host, Dani Albertina, and I read to you, with the author's permission, articles, blogs, and excerpts that equipped you to dance forward with perspective, confidence, strategy, and style. As a dancer, choreographer, and educator who's twirled through the highs and lows of this career, I'm passionate about curating information that inspires and improves the quality of dancer life. My mission is to highlight those who make our industry a brighter place by sharing their unique light and fighting for what is kind and right. DTD amplifies the voices of creatives who help you and me become a more well-rounded and grounded artist. I believe that daily routines have the power to transform into daily habits, and daily habits have the power to transform big dreams to reality. If you do too, and are ready to spend a little time growing a little more, little by little each day, let's dance in. This is episode number 446, featuring Denise Caston Clark. Listen up. It's November 20th, 2021, and we have a self-love Saturday tip for you here at Dance Tips Daily. Let's dance on in to Denise's blog. Listen up. Choose wisely who you listen to. Sometimes you should listen to those who have expertise and experience in your field. People who are practiced in it and educated in it when you have choices to make. Sometimes you shouldn't listen to advice. There's no easy way to go about it. There are dancers that I believe would have achieved certain goals of theirs had they heeded my advice and guidance. There's the teacher who didn't seem to think much of me, who thought that I should have taken the first job I was offered because it was the only job I'd likely ever get. Now, I didn't turn it down because I thought I was above it. I turned it down because I wasn't mature enough to leave home and tour for a year. As it happened, I was offered one of the top jobs any dancer could get less than a year later. I digress. As artists and as humans, we do need mentors and colleagues to dispense feedback and wisdom. But we need to choose who we let in judiciously. Not listening to anyone is bad. Listening to everyone will get you nowhere. Thanks so much to Miss Denise Caston Clark for giving us permission to share her short and sweet blog with y'all today. If you'd like to learn more about her or check out her website, check out our show notes below. It can certainly feel like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place when someone you respect and someone who's highly regarded within the dance industry or maybe in your own little dance community gives you advice that for some reason isn't aligning or just giving you a bad feeling in your gut. The more we can fine-tune that little voice in our head that is guiding us towards the opportunities and places that we genuinely want to be in, the easier it will be to take that criticism or judgment with just a grain of salt. For our Self-Love Saturday challenge today, I challenge us to question who we're currently taking advice from or who we're trusting in, confiding in. Are the steps that we're taking towards their advice in our best benefit, or are we doing it because we think that's what we're supposed to do, maybe people-pleasing tendencies? Whatever the case, deep diving down and making sure that it's advice you genuinely want to take. You can take the time to journal for yourself, or maybe explore talking with a trusted friend for even more feedback. Sometimes it's in our very best interest, to quote the ever so famous Elsa, let it go, whether it be a comment or advice from a judge at a competition, a teacher, maybe someone who's not even in the dance field. Brush your shoulder off, kickball change, pivot step in a new direction. That being said, that is your short and sweet tip for the day. I hope you enjoyed, and as always, happy dancing. Thanks for listening today, and tune back in tomorrow for more short and sweet dance tips. If you're looking for a deeper dive, check out the bonus episodes released the first of every month where I interview those in our field who keep our industry moving and grooving. If you're looking for a little extra direction with dancing towards your dance dreams, head to our website where you can find your free goals planner or daily challenge tracker. If you like or don't like what you're hearing, please dance those fingers across your keyboard and give DTD a rating or review so we know how to best serve you. Until tomorrow, happy dancing.